This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fatboy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 3-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. This guy just happened to find out that he's got a 20-year-old son. Anonymous, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. My first question is, do you have any other children?
I do. I have a son that is 18, and I have 2 stepchildren, a 6-year-old daughter and a 11-year-old.
Okay, got some bonus kids.
So, how did you find out that you have a son that's 20?
Monday, a girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, "No, I'm not calling you. What's up?" She's like, "I got something to tell you." I said, "Well, just tell me." She said, "You want me to tell you over the messenger?" She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago. And I only did it one time, and that he did an ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way, so she looked me up and then told me about it.
I'd blame them,
wow.
Not you.
I joked about that, but I didn't know if that would really be the case. How you found out? Because I get those emails.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Oh man, how long does it take for those to come back?
I'll go in Friday, and they said it could take up to 7 days before we find out the results.
Goodness.
You know you're going to have to call us back, right? Like, we got to.
Yeah.
Let's ask this question. Have you told your wife?
I have. She knows. She's actually listening in at her job.
Hey, wife.
But she, I guess, like me, our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. I don't know what to think. I don't know whether it's bull crap. I had a saw Grant's girlfriend. We thought at one point may have been doing this, just trying to ruin what we have. My wife is pregnant now.
Oh, no. God. Your stuff works so like crazy.
We're starting over with the kids. I'm 44, so I'm really, really starting over. But then now the new baby is due in May. So, you know, I'm starting over with a new kid and with an old new kid.
So when you say you don't remember her, was there like a drug history or like...
I was never like addicted to drugs or anything. I did sell a lot of drugs and we did do a lot of stupid stuff. We had big parties and stuff like that. But it does not recall in any way, shape or form. I do remember sleeping with a married woman out of spite of her husband, just to kind of, you know, young and dumb, stupid stuff. But
what do you
I don't
mean?
Believe
you didn't her. Like her husband, so you slept with his wife?
Well, he would come around us, and he would always act like a douche. And he was just always that guy that, you know, tried to be big and Billy Bad Butt. And just one thing led to another. I did it kind of out of spite, but the girl that I did that to looks nothing like the woman that's saying I have a kid now at all.
What was that? How hard was that to do?
Doesn't look familiar at all.
How hard was that to do to get back at that guy? Like, she was on board with it. Like, yeah, I don't like him. Let's do it. Let's hook up.
Mm.
So a lot of girls, when they come across a guy that sells drugs, I guess, and is in the drug game, it's kind of a, I know it's weird to say, but it's kind of a turn on for them, I guess. And they like that little lifestyle that they never had. So she was
all bad boys.
You must have been selling coke.
So let me ask you this.
I was.
have you asked him to prove it to you with a, you know, DNA test or something like that? Just to.
Well, that's what he said he's going to get done. But
yeah,
the fact that takes a whole week is, that seems incredibly long.
Really does. Have you seen any, like, resemblance with the kid and you? Have you seen a picture of him?
My sister actually put a picture of Jim as a young kid and as my son as a young kid, side by side. There are some resemblance. And then there's a picture of him when he was maybe 7 or something. My sister found a picture of me when I was around the same age. And there is a big resemblance, man.
So the child reached out to you and not the mom?
No, so the mom's sister reached out to me.
Oh.
The mom didn't want to do it at first.
But
and then
like,
after
hey,
me,
he needs to know who his dad is, kind of
right. And that's pretty much what they're saying is that's all he wants to know is who his dad is.
See, this is why some people don't want to do these DNA tests because they're either in a situation to where they know they don't want to have anything to do with a certain part of the family, but they might pop up on somebody's radar, like, you know, what happened here.
That makes sense. Plus, you don't know where all those records really ultimately go.
And what an emotional roller coaster if he's not your son anyways, and you were dragged into it and your wife, and oh, my gosh.
I mean, I think
that's what goes through my head the whole time is especially now that I've been talking to the kid, I'm finding out what he likes, what he doesn't like, because the way I see it is I never got to meet my father. He was put in prison before I was born and he died in prison.
Damn.
So I never met him and I've even spoke to my wife about it. I can't, if he turns out to be mine, I can't just go at whatever, you're grown. I don't want to have nothing to do.
Yeah, you just be the better man.
Oh, it'd be a lot easier now. My son's 20 and like, you know, it's just like a cool buddy type relationship. Like, what's up?
Right. And then, I mean, he's a big boy, so.
The way you explain things. Yeah. What's up?
Like, I mean, thank God it's not a minor kid now. You got to, like, fork over money for or take care of.
Or she's not. I mean, I don't guess she could back sue for child support.
Not after the age of 20, unless he's in college.
Yeah.
Right. So, because she didn't tell me until after he was 18, they cannot get me for back child support. Because at first, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, now I'm going to have to pay all this back child support.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know, but.
Let's start slinging that cane again.
But we found out that because they did not let me know until after he was an adult, they can't, in return, go back for back child support. So, to me, I don't see the reasoning for them to just be making it up.
Yeah.
But the world we live in, there's no telling.
Yeah, you got to be always kind of looking, eyes in the back of your head. But at the same time, like, if there's no, even if there was a financial thing or whatever, like, you want to know if that's your kid down deep, like,
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I would always want to do the right thing on it. Like I said, I have two stepchildren, and my daughter, she doesn't know her father. And
how many sex partners you figure you've had over your lifetime?
That's a good question.
To think that you've, and I'm not shooting on you or me making fun, but the fact you had sex one time and likely had a child here, but you don't remember that encounter.
Or what, like, she looked like.
Are you in triple digits as far as doing women?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I thought they traded more like back in the day, like that was the currency. Like, I don't have any money, so I'll give her some drugs.
That had to be a thing, right? You get a little discount if you.
Well, see, the big thing was the way I was living back then. I knew I wouldn't be a good father, so whenever I did have sex, I would always use protection.
Yes,
and I know my wife said, that doesn't always work, and I get it, but. I'm 44 and I have one biological son, so I was always real, protection based on it. I would not go and have sex with a woman without, a condom, because I wouldn't have been a good dad, man. I was in the drugs and I was always looking over my shoulder for the cops and stuff like that. I've been in jail a lot at that point. So, it was something I knew I didn't want. So I was always real cautious with it.
Yeah. So are you done having kids? Like that? That's it, right? This last.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. When me and my wife found out, it was we had already talked about her having the procedure to where she wouldn't have kids anymore.
Hell yeah!
And then she texted me or called me and told me, "Hey, I think I'm pregnant." I was like, go get a test. It ain't nothing about it." She took one out and it came back positive. I said, go get another one. And it was a real shocker.
They starting to look at me weird at Dollar Tree, honey.
right. But then, we found out we're going to have a little girl in May.
Aww,
and
that's sweet.
We're happy about it. We're still kind of nervous. We're going to have to get a new house because, once again, we were planning on just having the family that we had. So we have a house for that family. And now we need a bigger house and stuff. So, I'm completely done.
Yeah, that's you got a good outlook about it, and you're not, it's that's kind of a. I'm trying to think, like, if I found that out now, like, it would. It's best with me that I only have one kid, but I can't. People that I know that have 2, 3, 4 kids, I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how
it's
do
a lot of work.
You? Not even that, but the separation of love.
For all the children. And
I
make
know.
Sure that you
know, Coach Prime ranks his kids, so, people have a favorite kid.
That's why Foreman named all his George, because he could always say his favorite was George. He said that, on this show. He named them all the same, so he could say his favorite kid was George. Well, Anonymous, congratulations. Look at it this way. You're going to get an extra gift on Father's Day this year. Celebrate the small victories.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We got DNA Dad on the phone. Let's just, before we get him on, let's do the work for him and let you know why he's on with this update today.
A girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, she's going to tell you over the messenger. Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago, and only did it one time. He did an ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it. I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Clearly was on a Biden phone when he called.
Sounds like he's in a tunnel.
Somewhere. Let's talk to DNA Dad. Or is it DNA Dad? Let's not say yet. Good morning, anonymous sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You do sound a little bit better now, yeah. But also you sound a little more, I don't want to say calm, but I mean, when you called us, how long ago was that?
It's been about 3 weeks or a little more.
God, I thought November.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been right around 3 weeks.
We get a lot of calls about DNA and not just about what you're thinking.
Asking for ours, like
so
a
here's
donation.
A question. You know, we could candy coat this and sit here and try to thicken it up, as they say in the business, but you... Two questions before you make the great reveal. One, did you say this was a previous girlfriend, sister, or a former wife?
So it was a girl. Like, at first I didn't know who she was, but now I remember exactly who she is. It was the wife of the dude that was, I did it at his wife.
I remember that part now.
A friend's.
So pretty much, he was not a friend at all. He was just a guy that would show up at parties. He knew somebody. I don't really know who, but the reason why I couldn't remember her is because when we hooked up, she was a blonde-head, smaller girl. And now she's a brunette, a little bit bigger, and she's changed in her face a little bit, so it didn't click. But her son showed me a picture of her around the time where he was conceived, and I was like, that's her. That's the married chick.
Oh, because there were drugs involved back then, you know, some slinging, some doing.
Then, so,
well, yeah, I was slinging a good bit back then. Wasn't really doing the right thing, I guess.
Well, what are we slinging, though? Are we just doing
just get eaten by a dragon, sir.
Yeah, like, are you in a tunnel? Like, painted, are you a heavy breather? Like, what is that?
Oh, no, sir, I drive a truck.
God bless you.
We're sorry.
Sound like you're driving a dragon.
It won't fall from heaven. We thank you for your... Give us a toot-toot, if you would. Not cocaine, but a horn thing. All right.
There you go.
God bless you. Okay, so... Okay, so you see the picture. Do you have any other children that you know of?
I have two, what y'all call bonus kids, two stepchildren.
Gotcha.
And then I have an 8-year-old son that is biological.
Okay.
All right. How long have you had these results?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
How long have you had the results knowing this revelation you're about
to hear? I found out, I guess it's been maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right.
That's pretty quick.
When we come back. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. All right. So did you just find out you have another child or no?
I am the dad.
Oh, yeah. That's cool, man. Awesome.
You are the father. You are the father. You are the father.
Which brings up another question. Is there going to be – okay, I don't – obviously there's no relationship between you and the baby mama.
People driving like hell out there. Listen at him.
And I don't want to put this out there. I don't want to speak it into existence, but she's not going to try to come after money for like all those years, right?
So she can't. He became – when he became 18, and she hadn't told me, she didn't even know at that point. From then on, I can't – once he's an adult and then I find out, they can't go for back child support.
A further question here, nice. Anonymous trucker dad. She said she wasn't sure. Like, was she like sleeping around a lot? Because I feel like if you did it out of spite, you know, she was probably with someone. But then she's like, I don't, you know, like I'm saying, does she have a lot of people thinking they might were the father?
Oh, that's good.
So from what I understand, okay, so I'm Mexican. Now, I'm not a real Mexican. I don't speak Spanish or nothing like
what
that.
What is that? No. This is perfect. Because normally I wouldn't be able to ask that question. Right. What do you mean you ain't a real Mexican?
So this I don't great. Speak Spanish. Okay. I don't have any contact with, not really contact, but I guess people.
All your people are here now.
Yes, sir. And okay. The only people in my family I talk to are my sister, or my two sisters, and that's it.
Okay.
So I don't speak Spanish. I don't do any of that. Yeah. Well, the kid turned out really, really white. Her husband was white. So for the longest time, they didn't know anything. They thought it was his. But then as he got older, he started showing, I guess, more of my features versus the dad. Who they thought was the dad's features, and the dad was like,
"He have like a big handlebar mustache, or start wearing a sombrero."
I was trying not to.
Come
say
on,
anything,
we can have fun with
had
this.
A million jokes.
What is the? Come on, man. What's the? So you answer so, it. Don't make me do it. We need to break down these damn walls of letting people tell us that we have to ask other people what is okay to say in this, that, or the other. You're a Mexican. You're American. Who'd you vote for? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. Oh, okay. It's telling. So, what's the features that the young man started? Are you a tall guy?
He started getting a little darker. The dad was a little shorter, or the guy who they thought was his dad was a little shorter, and the mom's a pretty short lady. I think he said when he was 16 or something like that, he was right at 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Then he started getting a little darker skin and stuff like that. So that's where the dad started going, you're not mine, blah, blah, blah.
When he started growing a mustache,
he pulled up in
a
lowrider and he's like, hang on now.
He started combing his hair with a switchblade. Did you say, wait a minute? I'm messing.
So are you guys going to like, you know, hang out now, have a relationship, that whole thing?
I bet.
Oh, yeah. He's actually coming to my house Saturday. We've already went out to eat with him. I went out to eat with him and his girlfriend. He met my wife. He actually came over Super Bowl Sunday and hung out with a bunch of my friends and family and kind of got to know them. He's met my two sisters, his aunts. So it seems to be going really well, man.
Damn, you are awesome. The Padre.
I am.
That is great, man.
You know what?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations on that. The fact that you have a good disposition about this, like, yeah, we're going to make up for this lost time and all this stuff. But also the other thing here, like, that's one thing that I really wish a lot of people could get past, because most people walking the face of this earth generally speaking, are nice people that are just kind of happy to be where they are and just making a life and all this stuff. But then the rhetoric that gets thrown around about how you're supposed to feel or people are this way, and all the communication gets broken down, and like, well, we're just assuming that everyone is that way because we are afraid to open our mouth around others. And I think kind of what we just did there was kind of show that you can have a conversation and you can ask questions without it being taken on the offense. I mean, kind of see where each other.
Oh yeah, man, I'm not offended easily, man. It's one of those things that I'm an '80s baby, so we didn't really get offended back then.
Like Mexican American. Yeah. Yeah. All right, my friend.
Man, that's great.
Congratulations to you and adios.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Adios. Oh man. Bye-bye.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Oh. Here we are. It's a battle to make you laugh. That's it.
Really is. I don't think we keep score. No. I can't tell you who won when.
I've won the last 4, but I'm not keeping up with that for a particular reason.
We've been done for?
I think you're getting better and better. It's a equal duel.
It's fun to do because you see these things, and now you know we have you, the listeners, the P1, sending us and tagging us in these different things, and it's
a lot of good stuff.
It's been a hoot.
And the winner is going to get his ass kissed today. Literally.
That's right. You have to join the Kiss Your Ass Club. You have to kiss your own ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
If you can.
Who wants to start? We got to flip a coin like they did on the Super Bowl?
I will defer my option. You can start.
Okay, I'll start first then. This one, I know somebody's going to take issue with it. I already know they are. But I'll just tell you what's happening here. Donald Trump is appearing with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from the search engine site.
They're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu, old Bibi. And after they met, they were doing a press conference, and this is Donald Trump, I think, handling this with grace, but others might say otherwise. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
My name is Aziz in Karimiya, Afghan suffer for men as I expectation from you. Do you have any plan to change Afghanistan situation? Are you able to recognize Taliban? Because I'm an Afghan journalist, Afghan suffered woman. Any comment about Afghanistan? What's your future plan for Afghan people, especially Afghan?
I have a little hard time understanding you. Where are you from?
Oh.
Actually, it's a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent. The only problem is I can't understand a word you're saying. But I just say this. Good luck. Live in peace. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, he's probably doing that move where he looks off to the side and points. Like,
dude,
who can hear?
The backtracking, though, you could hear it, and it was nice. Like, he realized, like, I maybe shouldn't have said, I don't understand you, but you have a nice accent. I like it. Where are you from? I thought that was handled nice.
Live in peace. Don't you feel like you kind of heard what she said? Or at least parts
of
it.
Like, how are you going to take care of Afghanistan?
A coy way to answer it. He did tell her good luck.
Live in peace. Live in peace. Good luck.
Yeah. So that was from right before Valentine's Day.
I will say this. He'll take any question. Like, he'll answer all of them.
He's not being as snippy with the news people lately. So that's I mean, you true. Really don't need that. I mean, like, you know, most of them, they're just...
barely there to do their job. They're not there to do anything that...
Yeah, but he will tell you, like, that was a stupid question. I kind of appreciate that, too.
That was dumb.
It's a dumb question.
Where are you from?
Stupid. You have a nice voice.
You should kick your editor who made you ask that question.
Well, what's a milk? Milk is a it's a common thing people fight over.
Milk?
If you leave the milk out.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
If it's going to snow.
Or someone made you smell it and it smelled bad.
Well, going back to the milk, like, you know, if there's not enough for the next person to use.
Yeah.
Here's a, you can tell this argument gets a little, and it's short, but it gets a little more intense because at the end, he's actually lunging toward the guy who's filming it. Now, it starts off hot and heavy because the guy who's filming it is antagonizing the guy about the milk.
Wow.
Is this in a grocery store or in their home?
No, this is in the home.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the guy just woke up. He's walking around in his shorts.
Yeah.
He's bare-chested. Mm-hmm. No shirted.
Okay.
And it kind of ensued from there.
Don't drink all the milk, man.
Don't tell me what the f*** you're doing. This is the first time I done had some.
You had cereal before.
No, I haven't.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro? Don't drink all that milk. I'm dead-ass serious, bro.
Kristen, let me tell you something.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro?
Did you buy any motherfucking milk? Did you buy any motherfucking milk?
He's going after him to choke him, dude.
I've had roommates before.
And that's not a rhetorical question. Did you buy any MFing milk?
I mean, it's the way it flows right with, like, not milk.
And I understand why you would be angry with someone who eats all your food and drinks all your milk.
If you have a wife, ask her. Did you buy any MFing milk?
Are you you'd never buy milk?
I had a girlfriend whose parents would pour the milk into a white pitcher and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, like a ceramic?
They would pour it out of the carton and put it into a different...
I'm not sure about that, because that's not fresh.
I didn't think so.
I would think you would want to keep it because it's a dairy product. You want to keep it fresh with a tight lid.
Yeah.
Just maybe in a germaphobe.
That's just always odd.
Like a little butter tray, like leave it in the container.
Yeah. Little butter tray.
Put it back in where it's fresh.
You can go if you want. You can
me go get it.
Yeah, we'll go back.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, have you flown recently? Well, it's almost like, pardon, Paige, it's almost like going to Walmart. You're expecting something to happen, and, you know, things might be going awry when you're sitting there, and you have to bite your tongue, but sometimes someone speaks up, and it's just, well, the funniest thing you might hear all day. Listen to this.
Whoever is farting, don't fart, please. It smells bad.
It's just like a public service announcement. He was farting, Paige.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoever's farting, please stop. It stinks.
Yeah.
It took someone bold and...
so bad.
Someone had to say it.
Someone had to say something. So whoever's doing it, please stop.
If someone's potty, please.
It's very pungent.
By all means, stop.
You know, I've never experienced those, like, smelled like BO or farting or anything in a plane. Thank God.
No.
Sweet Jesus. You've never sat by the bathroom.
Yes, I have.
That's where you want to sit, right?
No, you do not.
I sit there. Woo! No, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Because you get the last one to go on, one off.
Ugh. You get the wafts of something that died in there.
Wow. Hopefully the bad guy.
The guy who goes to a group situation and volunteers to be last is probably the same guy who wants to sit near the bathroom.
What, like a gangbang?
Maybe. You know, I like to highlight a commercial. From time
you're
to time.
You're winning right now, according to the text, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, this
I mean,
one
I'll
here.
Get you on this last one, though.
You might. But this one, I like to highlight a business when we can, you know, like trying to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Small business. If you want to buy a trailer, I don't know why you would go anywhere else but this guy right here.
Ooh, I can't wait.
He lays it out for you.
He's on fire.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
He is a cowboy.
So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
That's the best.
He got stains.
What does he look like? I want to know.
He's a tall, skinny
dude.
He
got stains.
Does he have a long mustache?
No, but he features a crew.
Like Sam Elliott for some reason.
And the girl who cleans him is smoking him. Like she's just smoking in the commercial.
She's smoking in the commercial.
That's the girl who cleans him.
If he sounded and looked like Sam Elliott in that commercial,
we've got trailers.
These are not mansions. They come in two pieces.
Gronk, you dummy. I'm done in, you dumb bastard.
God bless. You won. There ain't even no reason for me to do this last
one. Oh, I think we each got one left that we want to rant. You know what? Can I do this? I'll give you the last one. I hate to double up, but.
God, go ahead. You've won.
That was the best.
You're creaming me right now.
Oh.
Not in the cool way.
This one here is hilarious to me. I keep going back and watching it.
Okay.
It's a grandma who wants to watch wrestling.
Oh, God, that's what
grandma.
You've been
I'm
teasing
her grandma.
With.
But her TV is, giving her fits.
On the fritz.
So she takes it out on her grandson to fix it for her. And, the following happens.
Motherfucker, this is bullfucking shit. Fix my fucking TV, Jake.
What happened? Why did I just, you press the wrong button on your...
I pressed on the damn thing. I was watching Monday Night Raw. And all of a sudden it done this shit. And I can't get it back.
Try pressing the menu button on it.
What menu button? I don't see no menu button. You know more about this motherfucking shit than I do. Son of a bitch. Sitting here getting ready to watch my Monday Night Raw and it just started coming on. And this pops up. Now why? 7. Then I ain't supposed to be on 7. There's still no signal. No signal. See, that's what it does.
God, I can't tell you who that
I
reminds me of.
I want to know what she looks like.
She looks like hell.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.